T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Is loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach. Beach and Company.
It is Beach and Company. The whole team's here. Tony was out stargazing at Rusty Wallace, but the rest of us were here starting the show when we're supposed to. I'm in an alternate hole today. Yes, you have to plug your headphones into a hole when you sit down. And I went to plug it in the hole. The whole hole. All the hall was missing.
Newstalk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach. Beach and Company.
Now, let me see. I think I got, it was one of those things that's threaded, and when it gets loose, it falls back into whatever it's threaded into. I think I got it. Let me just go back to the original.
Should I get Rusty's
pick
crew over
here? When you're on
the
radio and you have your headphones on, they have to be exactly there. I got it. Okay, you can call off the engineers. I did it. Do I get engineering pay?
I hope so.
I would hope so. No, you plug it in, and that's all there is to it. Well, I went to plug it in, and it was just wobbling around. It wasn't plugging in, and I looked down there, and the thing had kind of receded into the woodwork. But we're ready to go. How was Rusty Wallace? So you two going to have a beer together after the show?
Yeah, we're going to have a Miller Lite. What a cool guy.
Very, very big name in NASCAR, always has been. Very good.
I was asking him about, because it seems like the personalities have dropped off. We don't have the personalities
like we did with Waltrip.
And he said, yeah, he goes, I hear that a lot, and I could agree with that. And he was talking about driver simulators that they train drivers, but it's not quite the real thing. And he was mentioning
that's
one driver
simulator
who did some similar to training, then wrecked 3 cars.
Did he? And those cars are expensive. Yeah, it was good. Good to see him. And there was a pace car in our driveway?
Yeah, the Camry Watkins Glen pace car.
There's a pace car in our driveway. You know what's in my parking spot today?
What?
The Hellcat.
Oh, that would eat that pace car up.
Why don't I challenge the pace car driver with Rusty Wallace in it to a little drag strip along the back parking lot? What do you think?
He doesn't have the horsepower to keep up with you, but he might have the ability.
He's got the driving skills.
Yeah.
So we'll take the skills part away and make it a straight run.
No, then you got him beat. There's no way a Camry's going to compete with a Hellcat.
That'd be fun, though.
It would.
It would be a fun thing to do.
Well, you went around. Where was it that you went around with Cal Yarborough?
Oh, that was Holland Speedway.
At Holland?
It scared the hell out of me, yeah. They said, would you like to ride in the pace car? I was making an appearance down there with Cale Yarborough. And I said, sure, I love Cale Yarborough. Just in the pace car scared the hell out of me. I'm telling you, I can't imagine racing with these guys. And I've interviewed a lot of big-time drivers, open wheel, closed wheel, every kind of wheel you can think of. And they're interesting guys. And they're good guys to interview. They're very out there. The opposite of what you're talking about. I didn't interview the corporate ones. I got the fun ones to do.
And you had what, a Formula One? One of the Formula One drivers?
No, I had no Formula One. All IndyCar.
All IndyCar.
Yeah, and interviewed practically because I was there for 2 days. Road America. Practically interviewed all of them at one time or another. So that was cool. And those guys are either European. Or they might be American, but most of them are European.
Why don't Americans make it big in Formula One?
That's a good question. The best we've done, obviously, was Michael's father.
Schumacher?
No.
Oh, Andretti.
Yeah!
Thank you.
Schumacher. Andretti. Yeah, Mario won 1 year. He won the championship there. And his son went there and did okay. But nobody's torn that up. So it'd be nice to have an American tear it up, go in there and win the championship again.
I think there's another Andretti making his way through the circuit.
Yeah, Marco. It was Michael's son.
Okay.
So you got, let's see, you've got granddaddy, okay, then his son Michael, then his son Marco, and Marco's about the age where he should start reproducing.
Wow.
So a lot of Andretti's still involved. And, of course, they made up that two-seated IndyCar for Mario, so that a sponsor-type thing and an audience-type thing where you could go around and be in the back of Andretti, which is where most people were when he was racing.
I'm not sure, but I think President Trump at one time went.
Did he go in that
Mario.
Car?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that'd be.
I got to look up that video.
If you could fit in there, it'd be fun. They're very small, tight cockpit enclosures. They're not room for. Plus size guys.
Yeah, plus size. I like that.
Plus size. You like that?
I do.
I do too.
I'm going to use that one.
We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN. Did you hear the story about the plates, the dinner plates? There's a story in the news that Mr. Beamer was discussing with me today. And it just seems more ridiculous politically correctness. What was the story about the dinner plates?
So Macy's has at one store. At only one store in Manhattan, they had these plates. It was supposed to be lighthearted. It had three circles. One said skinny jeans.
Right.
One said favorite jeans.
Okay.
And one said mom jeans.
Mama.
As if your portions are within said lines,
you
could fit into said jeans.
Got it. Fun. Today I kind of enjoyed it, yes.
And then Allie Ward, who does comedy podcasts, seems real funny, says, how can I get these plates banned in all 50 states? Macy's comes back with, hi, Allie, we appreciate you sharing this with us and agree we missed the mark on this product. It will be removed from all Macy's locations.
Get out. They took it off the shelf.
Because one tweet. On the same day, I saw on another report that 12,000 retail stores will close by the end of this year.
Well, that's ridiculous.
One social justice warrior. How much money did Macy's just throw out because it might have been a little offensive?
That is so ridiculous. And if you took offense to this, you should get help. Get some help because this is well beyond anything that is normal. But here we go. We got all this stuff going on. Tomorrow, by the way, we will carry all of the hearing. I think it starts in the morning and goes until noon. And let's see, at noon is the second segment. They've got two segments, the morning segment and then the afternoon segment. So we'll carry them both right here on News Radio. So I'm off tomorrow. So you guys get to enjoy a good day of hearings.
Yes. What?
Uh-huh. What? No, I know. And here, Mueller's been told to stick with the script, basically. And not to release anything that hasn't been released before.
And I'm going to have a little fun tomorrow, and I hope Tony plays along. And I'm also going to put it on Twitter and Facebook. I'm going to make a Mueller hearing bingo board for everyone to play at home. There's no prize. It's just for fun. So we'll have those here at the station, and I'm going to post it on Facebook right before the hearing tomorrow.
Sounds like fun. Tony, you can bring your team in and warm them up. That'll be about it for excitement on this thing, I think. But I can tell you why they're doing it. Remember, there were no charges against him. And one of the phrases in the actual report says there wasn't enough evidence for collusion. Okay? That's what it says. I can tell you why they got this whole dog and pony show coming up. Because even though there wasn't enough, there must be some in order for you to say enough. If there was no evidence, you wouldn't be able to say there wasn't enough evidence.
So they want to cast a shadow.
Yeah. So instead, when you say there wasn't enough, their mouths are drooling, waiting to see what it was until it wasn't enough. And that's where we are now. We're spending millions of dollars of taxpayer money just wasting it, throwing it out the window.
Just so that the elites can try to get away with what they have been for so many years.
What a joke. I think you'd have to find the president, you know, picnicking with Putin in order to to ever come to a conclusion on this thing.
But yet, you look at the tech giants probably had more to do with election interference than the Russians could possibly have.
Yeah, I think that that's a general opinion. So we'll see what happens. And we won't actually see it, but you don't have to see it. Mueller's not that good looking. You can just hear it, and that's what we'll be doing here tomorrow.
I saw a great meme, and it really does make sense. All right, liberals, if a million Russians came up and crossed the border illegally for the purpose to vote for Donald Trump, would you be okay with that?
All right. Hey, big day at my house yesterday. I received the David Bellavia book.
It's about time.
But that's not the whole story.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Remember, I told you, I had not read David's book. And it sounded like a book I would like to read. People said it was very compelling. So I sent for it. Now, I've been going through Amazon since Amazon started, basically when they just sold music and books. That's it. Now they sell everything. But the bottom line is I've been a customer the whole time and never had a follow-up on an order. So when I went to look at David's book, first of all, the prices were all over the place. It depended if you wanted paperback or hardcover, too. But they went from $9 to like $134. That was the list. So I found the first and cheapest hardcover one, and I sent for that one, all right? And it was supposed to be here at a certain date. Well, the date comes and goes. No, week one. No, week two. No, week three. Finally, I get in touch with the people. With Amazon, and they get in touch with the seller. And I get an email from the seller. Well, we're sorry. We'll get this right out to you. Sorry about the mistake. And then you go to week three, four, five, six. Now it's week seven. Last night in the mailbox was the book, but it was the paperback. And I bought and paid for the hardcover. Now, do I get back in that jungle for 20 or 30 bucks, I forget what the difference was, or do I just throw it away and chalk it up to a life's lesson?
Wow. I guess you would get back into the jungle. You want the hardcover.
Yeah, I want the hardcover.
Because that's a special book.
I want him to sign it. I don't know if I'll see him again, but maybe if I hang around Fallujah, maybe he'll come back and, you know, for a memory tour and I'll bump into him. But the bottom line is I do want him to sign it.
And if not, you could be a paperback writer.
Oh, very good. A little Beatles song. So let's see. We got that going. Also, I'm paying a debt of gratitude. All right. Today, the woman who has a particular set of skills had a birthday a couple of days ago. Okay. Part of my birthday gift to her because she wanted it. And I said, I've always said, nah, come on. Geez. I'm going today to see the Lion King with her. Now, I know, now I've been officially eclipsed. Snip, snip. But I am going to see it. And so I'm telling Beamer this. Beamer is a killjoy. I tell Beamer I'm going to see the Lion King, and he goes, yeah, when I was a kid, I saw it. Boom, boom, boom. Okay, I'm all right with that. And he goes, yeah, well, you know, the father dies in the beginning, and what? But I didn't know the plot of The Lion King.
Oops.
I didn't care about the plot. Things I don't care about, I make no attempt, unless I'm doing it for the show, make no attempt to review it or look at it. If I'm not interested, I just move on. But now I know, Tony, the father dies. Actually, I knew that. But I was just trying to get him. He was giving it away. Can you imagine being at the showing and when the father dies, you go, no! No, please! Get a veterinarian in here! You ever go see those movies with your kids?
Yeah, that's my world now. And the next one, let's see, Samantha wants to go see Dora, the new Dora movie.
Geez, you know,
just shoot me.
It was a couple months ago, or maybe even 6 months ago now, I went to see something that would be considered like that. It's a regular movie, but it's a lot of things to do with kids. And when you go and see a movie like that, all the previews are like that. Mm-hmm. They're all like that. And I'm looking at these things and I'm saying, oh, my God, they're making millions and millions of dollars with this garbage? It did not impress me. Of course, it wasn't designed to impress me, the super intellectual that I am. All right, we're ready to go. Maybe Rusty Wallace would like to run for Pinks. What do you think?
Huh? It's on.
He's here. Maybe I can convince him against my Hellcat. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And we are back with Beach & Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Wow, very nice. Very soothing, relaxing.
Tracy Chapman.
On a nice summer day. Anyway, let's see. It is Beach & Company. As I said, I'm Sandy Beach. And today we're going to talk about something that we talked about before, and we said if this becomes law, we're not going to be very happy, and that's true. And that is the bill signed yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, by the governor, and that would be that it is now illegal in New York State to declaw a cat. Yeah, a few months ago, they made it okay if the baby is shown up and is, you know, running around in the playground to abort it. They did that, obviously overstating it. But you cannot declaw a cat in New York State. So my question is, because here's the deal. It's a $1,000 fine, and there's no exceptions. If there are no exceptions for some kind of bacterial infection, There are no exceptions. If you declaw a cat, you're liable to a fine of $1,000. The vet would have to pay $1,000 if they declaw a cat. So obviously you're not going to get any vets unless you happen to have one in the family that's going to declaw a cat for you. So what's going to be the later effect? Well, first of all, I can tell you how stupid it was for this legislation to go in the first place, especially if you're a cat lover. And when I read some of the quotes in here from downstate, usually these downstate quotes are so ignorant. This one legislator downstate said, "This is a great day for cats." How stupid are you? Really? How dumb? Can you dress yourself? You need somebody to put toothpaste on your brush? I mean, really, seriously. This is a horrendous day for cats. Yeah, you won't be able to declaw them anymore, but you know how many more cats are going to be sacrificed because of that? Because there's a lot of people who love cats. All right, let's see the groups now. Who do you love cats? Raise your hand. Okay, I raised my hand. Now, there's a lot of people that are raising their hand very much now. If you love cats, this bill is horrendous, and I'll tell you why. Because people who love cats but won't have a cat in the house because they absolutely tear up the drapes, the furniture, anything else. And there are other groups. If you're a diabetic, the group for representing diabetics did not want this to pass. Apparently, it might be problematic if you had diabetic and cats. Now, I'm diabetic, and I have cats, and I always have had cats. So far, no problem. But basically, what's going to happen is many cats are going to be gone. They're not going to get adopted, plain and simply. They'll either live on the outside or be euthanized or something. But whoever said, and I'll tell you when I read the article here, there's a great day for cats is an ignoramus. It's a bad day for cats. And so what's going to happen is people are going to do different things. One of the things I'm asking you is, what will you do? Now, I will outline this. I will outline this and tell you straight out. What would I do? Okay, if suddenly I needed a cat today, say I had a cat today, because the law is in effect right now. Right now, it's illegal. It's a $1,000 fine. First of all, I wouldn't even approach my vet because my vet wouldn't do it. I can tell you that right now. They have very strict guidelines, and they're very conscientious, and I don't think they'd do anything to break the law. So I wouldn't even approach them. However, I would go just 90 miles down the road to Pennsylvania, because we're the only state that outlaws it, okay? I guess we know more than the other 49 states. So I would go to Pennsylvania with my new kitty. I'd have an appointment. I would drop my kitty off and have him or her declawed. That's what I would do. The hell with New York State. Screw you. But I would not want to just give up cats because it's illegal to declaw them here. That would be unfair, too. I've gotten so much love and enjoyment out of my cats. I've had them since different ones, obviously, since 1965. As a kid, I didn't have a cat. I had a dog. I love cats. I'll always have cats. I'll always want to have cats. But any cat I have will be declawed. So that means I can't get a cat. I can get a cat in New York, but I can't get the cat in New York declawed. I would also find out if there weren't any ethical problems, I'd be willing to pay the $1,000 fine. But I don't think I wouldn't even approach my vet with it. I don't want to put my vet on the spot. But if I knew there was a vet that did it and was a legitimate vet, no back alley deal, and I would have it done. And if they got fined, I'd pay the fine. End of story. What would you do, Tony, if you were a cat person?
First of all, this law is garbage.
Yeah,
let's put it that way. My question is what would be better, going to Pennsylvania to adopt the cat that has been declawed, or adopting the cat from the SPCA and then going down to Pennsylvania?
Yeah, the first part is a lot easier and probably less traumatic, or less travel and everything else where you'd have to go. It's not a long way to Pennsylvania. It's 90 miles, basically. That's about it. But you're right. If you could, if you just go there and get the cat already declawed, bring the cat back. That would be ideal, less problematic. But I would do whatever I had to do, let's be clear about this, to make sure that the cat was declawed. If I had to pay the fine myself, I'd pay the fine myself because I want cats. And the moron that said this is a great day for cats should have her head examined. It's a she, but I don't remember her name. I'll find out when we get into the...
That means it's a bad day for mice.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a bad day to get adopted for cats here. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Beach & Company. I'm Sandy Beach. And a lot of stuff going on. Before I get into the subject deeply, let me clear off some of these from the text board. The text number is 30930. You dial that up, and there's the big screen. First of all, Macy's is very liberal. I don't shop there anymore. So obviously, Beamer telling us a story about one person complaining about the plates, and they took the plates out of stock. I mean, that's insane. It's crazy. What else? The lion gets killed, but at least he didn't get declawed. That's pretty funny. Yes, believe it or not, as manly as I am, I'm going to see the Lion King. Tony goes to those things all the time because he's got kids, and that's part of paying your dues for that one night of pleasure. You get to spend a lifetime watching lousy movies. All right, Sandy, the original paperback, he's talking about David Bellavia's book. I had ordered the hardcover, was way, way late, like 7 weeks late, something like 7 weeks. It just seemed like 7 weeks, whatever it was, but it was a long time. Finally got it, and I had bought and ordered and paid for a hardcover, and I got a paperback. This says the original paperback is better because the F-bombs have been edited out. Well, good. I want the F-bomb, copy. That's what I would need. Oh, and here's something about Stay Puft Marshmallow. I'm going to look that up, see if it's in my book. You didn't read it, Tony, but Beamer, you did. You remember anything about Stay Puft Marshmallow?
Sounds familiar, Sandy, but about a year and a half out. So
you faded. Okay.
Just like when I had to do a book project for school, I remembered the important things. It was those other things that, hey.
Okay, I understand.
That's why I would get the Spark Notes before the test.
Here's another one. How do I get in touch with Macy's? They actually sell clothes that are a size one. One. It says, I am offended. I'm an 8 to 10. How dare they sell a 1? I don't know what women's sizes are. I assume a 1 is pretty slim. Okay?
It's like us, right?
One? Yeah, I'm a 1+.
Right.
Plus like 140.
Right around there, give or take.
Somewhere there. All right. Yes, this is interesting. Sandy, let's see. Dock the dog's tails and ears and claws, and that's fine. John and Jamestown. Showing the hypocrisy of Albany right there. Every time I hear stupid news coming from New York, I feel like a Simpsons character. That's good. Sandy, no exceptions for declawing, but there are exceptions for very important vaccinations for people that is a governor gone cuckoo. Who now are we going to entice for the new declawing law? Well, I can tell you, Linda Rosenthal. Linda Rosenthal, here is her quote. It's a wonderful day for the cats of the state and the people who love them. That was Assemblywoman Linda Rosenthal. Guess what her affiliation is? First, guess where she's from? Manhattan. Guess what her affiliation is? Democrat. What do they have to remove their brains when they become a Manhattan Democrat? And sponsor of the bill that just passed that the governor signed. So, Linda Rosenthal, when you see her name, you can automatically put, you know, what me worry on her forehead, because that's where it came from, Mad Magazine, I'm sure. New York becomes the first state to outlaw declawing. So I'm asking you, what are you going to do? You're not going to do anything right now with the cat you have or cats that you have, but on future cats, are you going to demand that they be declawed and so have to do it in a different state? Are you willing to try them not being declawed? Give it a chance. Are there any things you can do? Do you think they can keep them from scratching and tearing up everything? Or are you just walking away saying, I've had cats all my life, but I'm not going to put up with this. And the state has ruined a very nice thing. And this is not a wonderful day for cats. It's a horrendous day for cats. And I'd like your opinion of what kind of a day it is for cats as well. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. Let us go to Fred in New Mexico. Fred, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning, Fred. What about kitties? What would you do if you lived here?
Have any. I don't. I'm allergic to them.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. But my point was that is there any reason why they can't be treated like the larger birds are, where they cut back to the point where they're just enough so they don't hit flesh, and then sand them, you know, round.
Yeah, I don't know what the life cycle of the claws are, whether they're like our fingernails where they grow, and we clip them to keep them down, or I have no idea. I know that every time I bring my cat to the vets, I have them trim the nails. Because if you don't, they get really long and curly and all kinds of bad stuff.
In the wild, they're just kept to a certain length by, you know.
By nature, yeah, by jumping here and there and, you know, hanging on to vines and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You see, New York, though, I bet you're glad you're out of New York and in New Mexico.
Yeah.
New York's the only state that, in its immense wisdom, that decides this is great.
Reasons why.
Who knows? It's probably, for some reason, some group at a cocktail party came up with it, and they know somebody that knows the governor, and that's all, or knows Linda Rosenthal. Hey, thanks, Fred. Thank you very much. Yeah, this is a kind of a deal where I don't think it's a good idea, and I'm asking you what you think. What will you do the next time you need or want a kitty? Will you buy a kitty here? Will you adopt a kitty here? Does it have to be declawed already? Because you can't have it done now. You can't have it done here. Would you buy one and bring it to right across the state line? The nearest place, I think, would be from here, I think, is right across the state line. I'm trying to think which would be the closest. Erie is the next biggest one. That's 90 miles away. So I'm sure they got a lot of vets there who can and will do it. It's perfectly legal in all the other states except our fabulous state. Would you do that? Would you just walk away from cats altogether? I think that would be hard to do. We're back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.